It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area. And, of course, on the iHeartRadio network, which comes to you throughout the world. The background noise that you hear is because we are doing this recording at Kosher Fest 2021, which took place on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 9th and 10th. And we're going to be speaking to on tonight's program. We're going to be sharing the interviews that we captured when we were live at the Meadowlands Exposition Center at Kosher Fest 2021. You're going to hear from people that are retailers, food developers, manufacturers, the length and breadth of everyone that's involved in the kosher food industry. We're going to be catching up with many. We're going to be sharing dozens of their conversations. So join us for the journey. It's going to be very intriguing, very interesting, and there's a lot of tips that actually people are going to be sharing, which you can probably use in your business to be successful. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Yoni Schwartz. Yoni.
Hey, how you
doing? You look great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Now, for those that are listening on the broadcast, you might not have any idea. Not you might. You don't have any idea what I'm talking about. He looks so great. But when the video goes live on YouTube, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And those that are watching it on YouTube, yeah, you take a look at him. He looks great. Yoni.
Thank you.
So tell me about, before we get, I'd love to hear a tip, a great business tip. But first, tell me about your company.
Yeah, so I'm here with Promised Land Beverage. We make a number of things, but kosher for Pesach beer. So beer is not...
Hey, kosher for Pesach. Really, he makes kosher for Pesach beer.
All right. So, you know, just trying to get some attention to the concept. We have a kosher for Pesach beer. It's made out of apples, not out of grains, but it's made with hops, just like beer. And it has a beer flavor, and you can come over to my booth and taste it.
Fantastic. Now, Yoni, can you share with me, what's a great tip, a great business tip that you've kind of embraced over the years?
Yeah, I mean, well, you got to have persistence, right? We started this a couple years ago, 2019, started putting together the company, ready to launch Passover 2020. But as we all know,
COVID hit.
Passover 2020 was not as well populated as usual. So, but we're back, we're better than ever. We have more products. We have, you can check them out at promisedlandbeverage.com. We also have some sodas. You can taste them, or you check those out at freshfizzsodas.com.
You know, it's a great, and thank you for sharing the website. It's a great tip that you shared. You just got to be persistent. You got to stick it out. Don't throw in the towel too quickly.
Exactly.
Yoni, great to see you.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yes, we're here at Kosher Fest 2021, and now I have the pleasure of catching up with Mark Gronich. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm minding everyone's business because I'm a news reporter.
You're a news reporter.
So I get into everyone's business.
So talk before I get, I have a specific question I want to ask you. Tell me just, you know, a short synopsis. What do you do? What do you offer in the marketplace?
Well, I started off in 1981 customizing news reports to radio stations around the state.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward many other iterations later, yep. I'm now a writer for the Jewish Press newspaper.
Nice.
And I have an article every week in the paper, and I have a column once a month.
So now I turn to you, Mark. Mark, what is you know what? Let me just ask it straight. What's the best business advice you have ever received and you could share with the tens of thousands of listeners on Mind Your Business?
Don't ever tell anyone who your clients are.
Hmm.
And I've held to that. And everyone is very inquisitive as to who my clients are.
So what about on a website? Let's say people want to know they want to know if you're credible. So what about sharing like some of the people or some of the entities that you serviced? How do you get around that? If people say, you know, Mark, you look like a great guy, but like, you know, how do I know, you know, who you... Not that they're looking to be nosy, but they want to know that you're credible.
I think 90% of success is showing up. So I think that one of the things that I have is 40 plus years of experience in the business. So in the beginning, I had to prove myself and I had to go that route, but now, 40 plus years later, I think when I walk into a place like this, people know me, we chat, we, you know, and this is fun. This is my eighth time I'm at Kosher Fest.
Mark, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR. All right, and now I have the pleasure of catching up with Ken Chester. Ken, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It's great to join you.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your company.
Well, so yeah, we're a little bit of a unique kind of proposition in the grocery space and working with restaurants and all sorts of different people, just generally in the food space. And so what makes us different is usually you can go to like a Sam's Club or something like that and bulk purchase a bunch of items that are maybe not so perishable. So we allow is like bulk buying of perishable items. Now, you really can't usually go into some store and bring home, you know, 1,000 eggs
right.
or 100
right.
gallons of milk.
Of course.
It's all going to spoil. And so what we do is we let someone still purchase upfront, but instead of bringing it all home, they're able to get what we call stable coupons. And so that way they can kind of continue to come back. They purchase upfront and come back to the store and redeem those coupons over time.
What's your website?
Stablecoupons.com.
Now, Ken, before I let you go, what's the best business advice you've ever received?
Well, I could say that the best thing in general is that you have to be open to one. Let's make it into one item. So you have to be open to like what the customers really want. You have to actually engage with people. There's a lot of folks, you know, I'm in tech. A lot of people build something and they build it and they hope people will come, you know, but that's not always the case. You want to constantly evolve with the market, talk to your customer, go out there in the field. A lot of people like myself in tech, we just want to build something. But you got to get out there and actually talk to real human beings.
Ken, great having you on the show.
Thank you.
Lots of
pleasure to
success.
Be here. Thank you. We'll do our best here.
All right, now I'm catching up. And I wanted to say an old friend. He's not an old friend. We're still buddies. We work together professionally. Shimon Gifter. Shimon, nice to see you. Thank you for catching up here and joining me on the radio.
Nice to meet you at Kosher Fest.
That's right. So you're here, I imagine, on business. You're shooting. I see you doing your thing.
Yes.
So tell the audience. Listen, the first people are hearing this on the radio. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm a photojournalist and a video journalist. So today I'm going around looking for unique booths. There's plenty of them over here. And
Thank God you found us.
That's right.
Now, Shimon, you've been out there. You've heard a lot of great tips and advice over the years. Perhaps you could share, and you've seen the world quite a bit. What's the best business tip you've ever received?
Read a Dale Carnegie book, and specifically How to Win Friends and Influence People.
That's great. So I am at, you read it? You've read it more than once?
Oh, yes. I even took the course, and you know what? It was one of the best things. Yeah. I recommend it.
I took it also. I took the immersion course.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
I did the 3 days in a row. Unbelievable.
Yep. When I took it, I was the youngest at the time, the youngest That's person. It was like intimidating. I was in a room with CEOs making $500 million. But you know what? It was worth it.
Shimon, how can people get in touch with you?
917-370-9080 or giftofphotos@gmail.com.
Amazing. Have a great day. All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Ellie Katz. Ellie, get close to the mic.
Okay, I'm close to the mic.
You
How are we doing?
Great. You sound great. So tell me about yourself. What brings you to Kosher Fest?
I'm here at Kosher Fest with Eli Korn. We have a booth, National Retail Solutions.
Ellie Korn, shout out.
Yep. We are the number one POS company for the independent convenience store space, liquor stores, tobacco stores. Basically retail, and we do credit card processing. We're the best credit card processors in the country. Our spokesperson happens to be Mariano Rivera. I know this is a New York show.
Hey!
So that's the shout-out we wanted to give you.
That's a good one. Wow.
For NRS.
Great guy.
NRSPay.com.
Can you repeat the website, please?
NRSPay.com.
And before I let you go, you think Ellie will get on, or he's...
No, he's... He's right. The looks. I'm the mouthpiece.
Hey, this is going to be on YouTube as well. You want to want a photo bomb? No. All right. That's it. All right. No
Thank
pressure. No pressure.
Thank you for having me. It's great Excellent. To be at the Kosher Food Show. I've been here for many, many years. I do have a little bit of a food background. So this is my home court. And I already hit the aisles. I already did Milchix first, and now I'm doing the meat.
You're ready for Flations. It's great seeing you. Great catching up. Have a great day, Ellie.
Thank you. Have a successful day.
Amen. Take care. All right, now we're catching up with Esther Anzerut. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You sure did.
Thank you. All right, please talk into the mic. Tell us about what brings you to Kosher Fest.
Oh, well, it's the biggest collection of kosher foodies, and just to introduce my new product.
Please talk about it. What company are you with?
Well, we're with Gluten Free Easy, and we're actually coming out with gluten free kosher doughs that make it so much easier for you to cook at home. So that if you have a celiac person in your family, we're giving you the tools to make the food really taste really, really good.
What's the website where people can find out more information?
It's gf-easy.com.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah, we try to make it easy.
Amazing. Wishing you great success.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Esther.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and now I have the pleasure of catching up with Jack Solomon. Jack, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure, Yitzchak. Thank you for having me.
All right, so tell me about yourself. You work at Investors Bank.
I do.
No stranger here to these airwaves.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Which branch are you at?
I am the branch manager of the Williamsburg branch, located North Brooklyn, Williamsburg, 236 Broadway, Brooklyn, New York.
Jack, I'm going to ask you an important question here.
Sure.
You deal with a lot of individuals.
Yes.
What's the best business advice you've ever received and that you could share with the listeners here on Mind Your Business?
Best business advice. Coming from this industry that I'm in, time is money. And money is something that we pretty much do a lot of and do a lot of talking about money in my industry. Time management. Time. You're only as hard as a worker as your time is for you. If you got to utilize that time, every minute that goes by is another call that could be made. Every hour that goes by is another appointment that could be held. How you use your time,
so true,
is what's going to make it or break it.
So true. Jack Solomon from Investors Bank, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzchak. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Saflis right here on 710 WOR. And, of course, the iHeartRadio Network. The background noise you hear is because this was recorded at Kosher Fest 2021. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Benedict Uy.
There you go.
Okay, where are you from, Benedict?
I'm from the Philippines, but I work here at the Philippine Consulate as the trade attaché.
Very nice. So talk about what you do, and then I want to ask you for a piece of advice. But first, what brings you here to Kosher Fest?
Oh, yeah. I'm here to of course, promote the Philippine products. So as you see, we have a booth back there, and we are promoting the various Philippine products that we think could, you know, could...
Right. Resonate.
Yeah, resonate.
And,
that's right.
And become popular in the Jewish demographic.
Exactly. And a lot earlier, a lot of people were trying our dried mangoes and banana chips.
Yeah,
so
wow.
It's pretty nice.
Sounds great. Now, Ben, you've been around the block. Literally, you've been around the world.
Right.
Okay. Perhaps you could share an important business advice, a business tip that you found very meaningful to yourself.
Well, I think it's very important for us to be global, to try new things. And I think my advice is for you, of course, to also consider Filipino products and the products that are coming from Asia so that you can, you know, you can taste the differences and see that there are a lot of choices out there. And ours, and as well as the other Asian products, are good as well. And it's worth your time and your energy to try them out.
Fascinating. And all kosher, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Ben, you go by Ben, Benedict?
Yes, just Ben.
Ben also. All right. Ben, it's great having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Kosher Fest 2021. Now I have the pleasure of catching up with Sharon...
Matten.
Okay, get comfortable with the mic.
Thank you. I'm a Chicago girl, so I'm comfortable wherever I go.
So what brings you in from the Midwest?
So I'm here for Kosher Fest to meet the new the vendors of the different products and to develop relationships with them.
Do you do? What's your specialty?
So I do quite... I have a lot of hats. I'm a cookbook author. I wrote the cookbook Shabbos Under Pressure... Cooking with
what
Pressure.
What a great title.
Thank you.
Titles and covers are very important.
There you
I know publishing. That's great. Great
Shabbos
title.
Shabbos Under Pressure. Cooking with Pressure is pressure-free cooking, and it's available on Amazon, and it was published by Feldheim.
Nice.
And it's an Instant Pot cookbook for Shabbos, and it's very clear.
So
and
what do you do that brought you to
Kosher Fest? So, for example, there are companies here that are looking for recipe development. They're looking for recipes for their products. Or somebody to do photography of their products in creative ways, or video reels, because everything now is social media and ways to promote your products. So what I do is I do it for myself under Kosher Every Day for my website and on Instagram and all the social media. And I can do that for other companies in a very professional
way. So you take care of the whole thing.
Right, but I don't publish their stuff on my site. I publish it on theirs.
For them. Okay, before I let you go, how could people find out more about the services that you offer?
Well, they can email me at sharon@koshereveryday.com. They can go to my social media site on Instagram at koshereveryday, or they can go to my website, koshereveryday.com, and just send me a message.
Thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciated it.
All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Rabbi Joseph Korf. Rabbi, how are you?
Baruch Hashem, fine.
Now, when you sat down, you said, I can ask you anything.
Anything.
Okay, Social Security? I'm just kidding. All right. First of all, Shalom Aleichem.
Aleichem Shalom.
All right. What brings you to Kosher Fest?
What brings me really is my son, who's videoing me, and he doesn't want to go on the radio for whatever.
Mendy!
Yeah, Mendel.
Come on!
My question
is, how can we get Mendy on the radio?
If you can cure him from his akshanus, then you can bring him on the radio. He's a big action.
Oh, no. One second. Tens of thousands of listeners are listening.
Plus, he thinks he knows it all.
Good child.
I got no advice to give him.
All right. Uh-oh. Mendy. No, and of course I turned to the Tata. Talk to me. What brings you so good? You said you came because of your son. What does he do? What does he specialize in?
My son has a place called Sid's Smokehouse, nice. Which he's still out of working out of a very big kosher store in Hollywood, Florida.
Nice. It's really when we go next time or Aventura, we got to check it out.
You ever heard Kosher Central?
Casey? I certainly heard
of
it.
Which he's also opening now in Aventura, so you'll see it there soon as well. But he has a huge place in Hollywood, and my son works out of there now, but he's working now soon on getting his own place in Mitzvah Shem. And there is no better smokehouse that you're going to have in Boca, Aventura, Hollywood.
We got to
promise you. Go ahead. I dare you. That's how secure I am in his food.
Ah, you see, that's a Tata. That's a Tata. Mendy, you knew he was going to come around. You knew he was going to come pull for you. Maybe we'll still get you on. You got to do a rebuttal after all that. Okay. Okay, Rabbi, before I let you go.
Go ahead.
What's a great tip, a great piece of advice that you could share with the tens of thousands of listeners of Mind Your Business?
The only thing I can share is to be like me and be humble. And if you're humble, the Abish will give you all the success in the world.
Emes. Rabbi, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you,
Amen. Kultuv. All right, Kosher Fest 2021. Now I have the opportunity of catching up with Chaim Retek. Chaim, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
Okay, what brings you here to Kosher Fest? What line are you in?
I insure every type of business, especially the food business, food industry. We provide property liability today, cyber coverage, product liability. So anyone in this room, some way or another, has to come to me for insurance. They need that.
You know, that's fascinating because is it fair to say that there are many people that don't even have enough foresight to realize how important it is to be protected from any type of threat out there?
It's very fair to say that. Everyone understands that they need insurance. A lot of times people will look at it, insurance, let me just show a piece of paper that I have insurance, not realizing that it's actually a great risk in so many different areas of their business. In order to exist for the future, is insure your exposures.
In fact, obviously I'm not asking for anything confidential, but just so that people understand, perhaps you can give an example of a type of client. Obviously, don't share anything confidential. Obviously, you wouldn't. But of a type of scenario that the listeners out there could understand, like, wow, I wouldn't have thought of even such a scenario, but Baruch Hashem, they had insurance.
Well, you have the common insurance that everyone is going to purchase now with our food manufacturers, mm-hmm. are going to be their property liability, their product liability, their equipment to insure their locations. But now when everyone is doing business on the internet and it became a tremendous exposure on the cyber side of things, their cyber exposure, and no one is really paying attention to it. The guys who are the ones that really got hit with the cyber attack.
Rav Chaim, before I let you go, even though Baruch Hashem, you look like you're in your 30s, but...
Thank you for the compliment. I can use it once in a while.
But Lamaisa, you clearly have some good business, a good business tip to share with the tens of thousands of listeners on the show. Perhaps you could share a good piece of advice that people are like, I should always keep that in mind.
Understand your business, understand your exposures, be willing to listen. That will help you solve and help you guide you in the right direction.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Now we're catching up with CW Silverberg.
Yeah, that's
right. How you doing?
I'm very happy to
see you. First of all, what does the CW stand for?
So the letter C is my first name, my legal name. The W is William, but in Hebrew it's Chamzev.
Chamzev. Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem. It's
what
very great.
What brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, Kosher Fest is a really nice place to understand what is going on in the kosher marketplace. Mm-hmm. My team and I, we have spent 10, 15 years in the background of the industry dissecting what it means to be kosher lifestyle and to highlight the data and to do product development and whatnot. And about 5 years ago, we started our media channel based on all that knowledge that we had garnered in the background, mm-hmm. and we just built out this media channel quietly. But
and what is it? What's the website?
Well, it's called Tripping Kosher, and the idea is to travel the country and explain and introduce kosher lifestyle to the larger idea of what kosher lifestyle is as it joins the internet age. Yes. You know, from Jews, we're not connected to each other. From Jews, we're not connected. Now I got to look pretty for the camera.
Yeah, we're recording here.
We now live in this golden age of everybody being connected, everybody right. knowing a guy right. And sharing a story and trying something. And we realized early on, I think about 15 years ago, that the idea of food was really the best way to tell the story and the best way to find out the information. So where do Frum Jews live? So we traveled the country, paid for our tickets, paid for the food, and made these professional videos about getting a burger in a place like Minneapolis or just being in the middle of nowhere. You know, we went to film the Mormons and Chabad making Chol V'Yisrael in the middle of Utah.
Fascinating.
Like that's a documentary. We have hundreds of videos, and we don't want to make it. We're not trying to throw it at your face like loud. And we're right. just so proud of what we did, and amazing. We thought that if we just put it on the internet and let it live and let it exist, it'll be there.
Amazing.
We now have hundreds and hundreds of pieces of video, of content, professionally made
mm-hmm,
videos,
mm-hmm.
just to tell the story, not to take any money and not to do anything, just to identify that there's an audience for this.
Now,
when the audience is there, which it is there, you know, you expect to see a commercial or two in the next, you know,
of course.
little it's, bit. It's, but
it's gotta
thank
be,
God.
That's right. It's got to be a channel there. Chaim Zev, before I let you go, what? Please remind the listeners, what's the website that they can find out more about this fascinating project.
Fascinating project.
It is.
It is. I'm very proud of it. I do want to
all
thank
right.
everybody else involved.
What's the website?
It's called Tripping Kosher. It's available anywhere where you have the internet.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yitzchak Fassler, tell me a little bit about yourself for my camera.
Hey, he's putting me on
you
the spot.
You got my camera.
Got
tell me what you got
here.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, here, we're
just
here
tell me what you're doing here.
Well, we're here at Kosher Fest to meet people like you.
Okay, and you run a radio show? What you
yes,
got?
We have a radio show. That's what we're airing. 710 WOR. Big
there
stuff.
There you go.
And the IR Radio Network.
There you go. See, Jewish guys, Jewish radio shows.
Time's up. It's great catching up with you.
All right, well, thank you, man.
Take care. All right, now we're catching up with Nir Weinblatt.
Welcome.
Nir, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank
and
you
don't
for
be shy,
me.
You know, go and tighten to the mic. Okay, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
So just love the industry, just love to mingle with chefs, purveyors, other family members, people just in the industry, just schmooze the floor, walk the floor, do a little tasting, and just see what's out there, what's going on, what's new, what's old, what's consistent, and going through it.
So first of all, I guess I'm going to ask you, are you doing milchiks today or fleishiks? Or like what track are you doing?
I'm in the fleishik industry world over 30 plus years, and so I keep it to the fleishik. The dairy, I see, then I buy for home, but I stick it to the fleishik world.
What's the website of your company?
Name of our restaurant is lagondola.com. It's www.lagondola.com, and we have another offset that we started right before COVID called thebaconguys.com. We're doing our home cured bacon, many different flavors.
Now,
bacon.
Nir, I could see the experience on your face. You're a young guy, but I could see the experience in your face. Could you share a business tip from your life experience with the listeners?
First of all, thank you for
me.
The young guy. I've been doing this really since my late teens, early 20s, so 30 plus years in the industry.
Wow.
I've seen our world go, especially on the West Coast, go up and down like roller coasters and... Listen, at the end of the day, we do catering, we do restaurant. I'd say from the restaurant point of view, even from catering, it's about consistency. You know, you can claim to be the best of something, not the best or whatever it is, but honestly, to be consistent, you know, service-wise, food-wise, prices go up. They never come down like the gas, but as long as you follow up with good service and good quality, honestly, you know, as long as you're consistent, then they're happy to continue, and I have proof of 30-plus years of
amazing.
Second, third generation of clientele, and I'm only
such a great piece
plus.
Of advice. We had on our show one of the leading customer service experts in the world, Shep Hyken.
Sure.
And Shep Hyken has said the key is consistency.
It's
on
one
says,
word.
On a scale of 1 to 5, you just have to consistently be at that 3.
Correct.
To be at a 5 once in a while is not good, but be consistent.
Like I tell my waiters, McDonald's, it's something we don't eat, but we see it, and they've been around forever, and they're consistent because people travel the world, and they know, I try this restaurant, but there for the 35 cents, look at a hamburger.
Every time I go,
size,
it will be a great meal.
That's it, and that's really the secret of it. Yep.
Nir, it's great having you on the show.
Well,
thank you
for
stopping by.
Well, thank you, and good luck today.
Amen, you too. Such great advice that you're hearing from so many wonderful people here. at KosherFest 2021. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, honey. I know you said you'll get to it, but the family picture still needs to be hung up on the wall. Maybe you can pick up the tools you need on your way home?
Don't push it off again. Let Mr. Super Handyman handle it. Call 718-218-5555 to let Mr. Super know what you need done. That's 718-218-5555. 718-218-5555. Let Mr. Super do something super for you.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
All right, and we're back. Mind Your Business with Lisa Zaftis right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. The background noise that you hear is because we are recording. This was recorded at KosherFest 2021, and now I have the pleasure of catching up with Yuval Terin. Yuval.
Nice to meet you. Nice to see you here.
Same here. So what brings you to KosherFest?
What brings me to KosherFest? I'm here also with a family company over here.
Okay.
Manufacture beverages and
tasty
things.
What's just so we get that out of the way. What company is that?
It's Giovanni Chilla over here.
Beautiful. Now let's talk about you.
What I do, basically, I'm a human analyst. I used to serve in the IDF as the first IDF mind reader. I used to coach and perform motivational speaking and also coach officers and soldiers.
Talk. Okay, are you allowed to share some of your secrets?
We can try to do something. Okay. Let's try something first.
Tens of thousands of listeners, by the way, so you know you don't want to get in trouble.
That's true. We won't go too deep, but we're going to try something.
Ready.
If I would ask you to think of a number, do you have one in mind, right?
Yes, I have a number.
All right. So I want you to just think of the first digit.
Ready.
If it's more digits, then think of more of them. But just think of the first digit for me. If it's one, just think of one
I'm
digit.
Ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Is it all right? Think of the second digit if there is one. You do think of a second digit, right?
Yes.
First of all, it's three digits, right? It's three digits in total, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's 100.
Yuval, you are right. You are right. Now, this is spooky. Folks, he had me write down a number, 1 to 100. I did write down 100 before we went on the air. And this guy picked, okay, Yuval. You know, normally we have to be done in 2 minutes, but you're getting some extra time here. You probably read my mind also. You knew I'd give you more time. So, Yuval, talk to me. You've got some technique here.
Yeah, basically what I do is to read people very good. I came out here to the U.S. to bring what I do in Israel.
Okay.
And I do coaching for big companies, and I have also clinic in Tel Aviv where I coach one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
It's how to analyze people, how to read people, and I have motivational shows and inspirational shows.
Fantastic.
Combine those little things that are fun with understanding of the back door of our mind, how to get inside and become better people and read people better.
Now, I understand that it's not possible to train someone on this overnight, but perhaps you could share a tip that everyone out there who's listening and the many that are going to be watching this on YouTube, what's a tip that you could share that, like, you know, always keep this in mind from someone with your level of experience and talent?
First of all, a lot of people, I would share two things. One of them is how to read people.
Okay.
Interesting. And another one is how to get to it. First of all, first thing, a lot of people think that they don't have confidence in some situations. And we want to remember we all born with communication skills. We all have mouth, we all have body language, we all have it in our nature. All we need to do is to discover how to bring it out. stand straight, keep a smile on your face, make sure your energy is high. Everything always works better that way. Mm-hmm. And I would say more, if you want to read people good, I'll give you an interesting tip that you can try to do something that I did to you. If you look at the pupil of people, mm-hmm. and if I'll tell you, for example, to think of a number and I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in your number, your pupils will get dilated. And it works on a psychological principle. When we want something, our pupils get dilated when we want it. So it works on the same principle that we can look at it and learn people much more. It's a little thing from a big world, but something that you can try already.
Yuval, before I let you go, how could people find out more information and get in touch with you? You have a website?
I have a website, which is yuvalteren.com, Y-U-V-A-L-T-R-E-N. And I have an Instagram page that have videos and a lot of things
we
that gotta I share.
We got to put this up. This got to go up on Instagram and tag us. We'll tag you.
I will, definitely.
Amazing. Yuval, definitely. Amazing.
Great to meet you.
Great success.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. Kosher Fest 2021, and we are now catching up with Mickey Cohn.
The phone guy.
He says from Clifton, New Jersey, but what's the range? What's the area, the region that you service?
That's a great question. So the power of technology, we actually service anywhere you can connect to the internet. So we have customers out in Israel, international, bread and butter is, of course, the tri-state, very easy. But that's the world.
But you service clients throughout the world.
100%.
Now, the question is, you know, with Elon Musk and things like that, are you doing any of the outer space locations yet or not yet?
Not that I know of.
Not yet. Okay. Now, Mickey, first of all, please share what's the website where people can find out more about your business?
Sure. The company I work for is Unicom Telecom, so it'll be unicomtelecom.com. Or you can reach out to me, Mickey Cohn, the phone guy.
Now, Mickey, you've interacted with companies and with individuals around the world. Perhaps you could share a great tip, a great piece of business knowledge, advice for the listener, the tens of thousands of listeners of 710 WOR.
That is a fabulous question. The best piece of advice I was told, and I really try to live by day, minute by minute, is to be yourself. And especially someone who is in a position like myself that's in sales, and everybody's always looking to grow something. And even for those who are not in sales, I think it's so important. When you're being yourself and you're just being you, it's so much easier to stay in your lane and just don't let, you know, yourself get caught up into your own thoughts in your brain and thinking the negativity. Just stay in your lane, be yourself, and you're going to succeed in anything and everything you ever want to do.
Mickey? I'm glad you stopped by. You shared a great tip there. Thank you.
Thanks to you.
And atzlacha.
Yes. Have an amazing, awesome kosher festival day.
Take care. All right. Now I have the pleasure of catching up with Reuven Roth. Reuven, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
What brings you to Kosher Fest?
What brings me to Kosher Fest? Well, it's actually a myriad of things. Honestly, one of the biggest reasons why I'm back here now after several years of hiatus is both connecting with other people, seeing the face of business as it is in the wild right now. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of companies that are just starting up here fresh, some that have been booming for years, and we want to get to know all of them, see where we can fit into their model, see how we can invest in them, help them grow big, or see where we can actually partner with them and grow big ourselves.
Okay. What's the website of the entity that you're part of?
Right now, we're part of Organic Lady LCC. We have organiclady.com.
Now, Reuven, perhaps you could share what's the, you know, perhaps even a business challenge that you faced and how you dealt with it and overcame it.
Yes.
It's a tricky question, but you said it's okay. I could ask you.
Yes.
All right.
So, thank God I actually have a very wide, varied background myself. I work as a teacher of various subjects, math, science, Judaics. And I also work in programming and web design and animations. I've had hobbies in woodworking, electrical, in Boy Scouts, you name it, I've done it.
I asked the right person here.
Coming from originally little Austin, Texas, it might be big, it might be the live music capital of the world. But when it comes to kashrus, I know when I was a little boy, my mother had a kosher organic Chinese restaurant that got robbed multiple times. Mm. I know the challenges of starting a business and starting small, getting that leap from, unknown, low popularity to lavishly successful is a big quantum leap. And I know that networking and putting yourself out there, even if it's a little bit embarrassing from time to time, is where it's at. You put yourself out there, you meet people, you make yourself fun and engaging, and by really finding a way to relate with the people around you, it gets you from 0 to 60 in no time at all.
You know, Ruben, I'm glad I asked you the question. You nailed it. Thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
Thank you, sir. Have a beautiful day.
Amen. You too. All right. And now I have the pleasure of catching up with Moish Nunez.
Nunez. It's all good.
Marco, how you doing?
Doing great. Thank God.
Thank you for joining me here on the set on Mind Your Business 710 WOR. So what brings you to Kosher Fest?
Well, we are a company that's been in business since 1997.
Okay.
And we're doing our first venture in the creation of a new sauce that we want to put out to market. We've not been in the food sector before.
Okay.
And so this is a new venture for us. We are the creators of Turbo Sauce, which is like a hybrid between chrein and Mexican salsa.
Wait a second. Cirilli, are you listening to this? Are you getting excited? You know, he's into his stuff, hot stuff.
That's
what is
it.
That called again, the stuff you like? Don't be afraid.
There's so many.
What is it called?
The big one. Yeah.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. One of my favorites.
All right.
It's hotter than sriracha.
All right. Hotter than sriracha.
Yes.
All right.
But it just transforms any food you put it on into a superfood. It's raw. It doesn't require refrigeration. And people just love it. And we had it on our Shabbos dish for many years. It has a whole story how we created it and so on. It was actually to help cure a person who had a bacterial infection. Antibiotics were not working. It was a colleague at work. He went to a naturopathic doctor. Doctor came back with this recipe, but he was kratzing, you know. He was delaying actually going to finding a Vitamix or a big blender to try
Fantastic.
To put this.
Fantastic.
So I made it for him. Baruch Hashem, he got better.
That's amazing.
And I've been making the sauce ever since
so
at
again,
home.
Which company are you with?
Global Tech Corporation from Atlanta, Georgia.
And what's the website?
The website is gtcinfo.tech.
gtcinfo.tech. Marco, thanks for stopping by. It's great to catch up with you.
My pleasure, and thank you.
All right, now I have the pleasure of catching up with Shlomo Matzliach. What a name!
Thank you very much.
You must thank Hashem every day for that name.
Exactly.
What an amazing name.
Exactly.
So, Shlomo, what brings you to Kosher Fest?
I'm living in Turkey, and
which city?
We are in Izmir, which is very close to Greece, and in the Aegean side of Turkey, in the west. And we have, as you know, this is the land of Anatolia and the land of where Avraham Avinu is born.
That's right.
Okay.
Did you ever see the Teva? Are you able to go see the Teva? How far is that from you? It's in Turkey.
Yeah. It's very close to us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine telling people, I saw the Ark? Or, I mean, you could travel. How far away, distance-wise, by car would it take? Or is it a plane ride?
By plane, it's around 1.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's an 8 to 10 hour drive.
Exactly.
And do people go? Are people able to go travel there?
Yeah. And we have also in Izmir, we have a very big cemetery where the very big Kabbalists people live there. And lots of people are coming to visit the cemeteries of the, maybe you know, the Rabbi Chaim Palachi.
Sure. Chaim Palachi.
Yeah.
Great tzaddik.
It's 10 minutes to my apartment. Every month we go there and pray to him.
Pray. So what's the website of your company?
Actually, my website is baresfood.com, and we are doing the fine foods business.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, in Anatolia, where Avraham Avinu soil, and we produce, we are not producing, but we have manufacturers in Turkey, and they have also all the kosher foods and FDA certificates and all other things. And I ask to myself, we have a plenty of products here, olives, olive oil, sun-dried tomatoes, dried fruits, jams, honey, we have everything. So, and these companies are producing very good, in very best products. So, and they have the kosher certificate. So, I am trying to make the connection from the manufacturers here in companies here in United States, and Amazing. Basically I am trying to improve my business. I am looking for kosher companies, and this is why I take a risk and to improve my business. I come Amazing. From Izmir with
Amazing.
And trying to do my best. I believe Hashem will help all of us.
That's right.
Yeah.
All we have to do is ishtadlus. We just have to try.
Exactly.
And everything's
exactly.
in Hashem. Shlomo, exactly. Shlomo Matzliach. What an amazing guest.
Thank you.
When are you heading back to Turkey?
Actually, I'm going back on Sunday after Shabbat.
Right after Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the direct flights, right? You go direct flight?
Actually, firstly, I have to go to Istanbul.
And then switch.
Then to Izmir.
And how far is it? That's a flight or by car?
I choose to go by flight. It's 45 minutes.
Got you. Because by car, that means it's around 5-6 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Shlomo, great to have you on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tov.
Appreciate it. Thank you
Excellent.
Very much. Toda rabba. Thank you.
Okay, now we have a chance to catch up with Tanya Rosen, Nutrition by Tanya. How are you?
Good. Having a great time here.
Amazing, amazing. So, you know, most people I ask, what brings you to Kosher Fest? With you, I'm not going to ask that, like, come on, hello.
Well, I definitely yes. can't eat samples because all my clients and followers from Instagram are here, so no samples for now.
I could just see
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's watching.
I could just see it. Someone sees you go by and says, Tanya, wait a second. This doesn't make sense. It's not what you teach. You got to...
I know. No samples for me. Sorry. Maybe later.
So what are you taking? Do you have someone following you around and taking it and in the car?
No.
Tinted windows?
Actually,
go for
nope.
it.
I practice what I preach. I okay. really do. So.
Okay. So really talk about what you do.
So everyone knows Nutrition by Tanya and everyone knows the tap line. I'm going to talk about our brand new magazine. It's called Health and Heels. It is the first and only from women's magazine with pictures of women. And it's not just about health. It's recipes, it's fashion, it's wigs, it's makeup, it's parenting, it's marriage, anything and everything
How
a Jewish
often?
Woman wants
What's
to read
the
about.
Frequency?
We just came out with our first issue.
Nice.
It's gorgeous. It's glossy. It's fully color. And we're going to come out with it every couple of months. The first issue is complimentary, available here at Kosher Fest and at our locations. Okay. And then we will be selling it in stores as well.
So right now you're envisioning, let's say, quarterly, four times a year?
At least, if not more.
And
yeah.
then you
yeah.
plan on going to a monthly?
Yeah. And we're getting so much feedback from women who appreciate that we're putting their faces, of course, in a modest way, but they're actually appreciating that we're doing that.
So now, what's an important business tip, some advice that you could share from your experience out there with everyone on listening on the radio?
Anything? Like anything at all?
Anything. Share a great tip. A great tip. It could be related to what you do, maybe the importance of being in good fitness.
I really think that working out is key for every business owner. It is the best stress relief. I do it every single day, not for weight loss, just because it's like the best stress relief. And then you could deal with anything and everything, that and hiring good people.
Great advice. Tanya, thank you for stopping by here.
Okay.
Great hearing you on 710 WOR. Okay, now we're catching up with Yehuda Fink. Yehuda, shalom aleichem.
Aleichem shalom.
Okay, welcome to Mind Your Business on 710 WOR. All right, now, if I ask you what brings you to Kosher Fest, I mean, from David Elliott, I can't ask such a question. Okay, first of all, do you live in Pennsylvania?
Yes, I live in Scranton, yep.
You live in
Absolutely.
Scranton.
Absolutely. I live there, my brother, my partner does, my father and uncle who were the second generation of the business. And our shochtim and staff, everybody's right
Everyone's
there, local.
Right in Scranton.
Yep.
Wow, what a beautiful community. We know the yeshiva well. We do. We service the yeshiva. Okay, so perhaps talk about David Elliott.
So David Elliott is a family-owned and operated business. I'm the third generation. It was founded by my grandfather 79 years ago. So we're turning 80.
And talk about the line, the range of products that David Elliott...
So we've been processing poultry. We do the classic chicken that everybody does. We have turkeys. And then we specialize in our signature rack Cornish hen. It's a one-pound whole chicken. Use it in fancy food service or fancy home cooking. If you want to make your meal really, really pop, that is the portion. It's a one-pound. You serve the whole bird, stuffed, roasted, however you'd like. And it's tender and juicy because it's small and young, and It's just amazingly delicious.
Wow. Yum. You, before I let you go, what's the website of your company?
DavidLAPoultryFarm.com. Check us out there.
Beautiful. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you, Yitzhak. I appreciate it.
All right. The background noise that you hear is because we're at Kosher Fest 2021. This was recorded back on Tuesday, Wednesday, November 9th and 10th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. And now I have the honor and pleasure of catching up with the brainchild of it all, Reb Menachem Lubinsky. When did you found this again? This was founded?
Well, it's...
You'll be dating yourself, I'm sorry, but okay.
No, this is the 32nd edition.
32nd edition.
Okay.
And you know what's amazing about this year is it's a post-COVID edition, and yet there is so much energy, so much vibrancy, so many people, so many unique people. We interviewed someone from Brazil. We interviewed someone from Paris, France, and a number of other locations from around the world. And they all came in because they said they know this is the place. The one place to go anything and anything related, everything and anything related to kosher food. It happens at Kosher Fest. So, Menachem, thank you for joining me here on the show. Let's talk a little bit about the vision from when it started to what we're witnessing today.
Well, the vision, very simply, was to create an industry out of a category.
I love it. Yeah. To create an industry out of a category.
Right. And so I can say, looking back 32 years later, that we succeeded. Kosher is very much a dynamic industry that crosses across all lines. And we felt very strongly that the show should take place this year despite the limitations.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the biggest change is that we're missing here, in my calculation, about 61 international exhibitors. Over 35 Israeli exhibitors who are still not permitted to travel to trade shows. And they, with them, come several hundred buyers that are also missing here. Despite that, it's a very successful show. One of the main supermarket buyers that I deal with mentioned to me that he saw more new products at this show than he's seen in many
years. Fascinating.
And what it is to get a new product in this environment, the travel to get the new products. But these folks that you're looking out here are very resilient. They know how to get around things. You take one kashrus agency told me that this year alone they made 25,000 visits. Despite the COVID, yeah. So what we're seeing here really is a celebration that we are where we are. It's great to see the people in the flesh, people who have done business for a long time over Zoom and over phone conferences.
Right, and now finally
they're doing face to face, and that in itself is an incredible feat.
Now, Reb Menachem, just so that people out there that maybe are sleeping under a rock, just to understand the heckef, as we know, the scope, the capacity of the kosher food industry by the numbers.
Well, the numbers tell a big story because there is one number that I call sort of the Hamisher market,
okay.
And then there's another number about the kosher food industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hamisher market today is exceeding over $4 billion sales a year. And overall sales of kosher are approaching $13 billion. So it's a dynamic and growing category. And when you talk to food people in general, there isn't a food person or a food buyer in the country that doesn't know what kosher is. Why? Because they're feeling the impact of it.
I've heard you discuss this in the past, that there are many national chains that will have stores in what we'll call Yehupitzville, out in the boondocks. They'll still carry kosher. Why is that?
Because the kosher consumer is what is a very much favorite consumer, in the sense that they're a loyal consumer, and they're a consumer that says, you give me what I need, which is the actual kosher products, and you know what? I'll buy the rest of your store. And they can't buy consumers like that in the general marketplace. And the loyalty of a customer is in marketing is the ultimate objective, and it's a goal that every thriving company should have. because those consumers lead to the next category of consumers. And the bottom line, if it's business, it has to be profitable, and it means profits.
Rabbi Nachum, before I let you go, perhaps you could share a certain trend or maybe a prediction that you see in the months ahead.
Well, I think that the biggest change and the biggest news of the kosher food industry is the phenomenal growth of the independent kosher supermarkets. We have today, that by my count, of over 35 supermarkets, kosher supermarkets, right, exclusively supermarkets, that are between 20,000 and 50,000 square feet. So for the kosher consumer, going to a store like that, it is no longer shopping. It is an experience. And it has become more and more so of an experience. Let me just give you one example. We went through a period now with the supply chain interruption, mm-hmm, and shortages. Miraculously, the kosher consumer was impacted less than the general consumer. Because, and people used to criticize us, why do we need seven brands of a mayonnaise? We need Geffen and Paschkes and Liebers and all those brands, and Blooms.
Right.
The answer is, when there were shortages, Chalamoid Sukkos this year, so you didn't have one brand, you had another brand. And so, in a way, the kosher consumer escaped.
One
in
out.
Fact,
wow.
One supermarket told me a story that after the first 2 days of Yom Tov, they ran out of Coke, and they called the Coke distributor and asked them for a resupply of a tractor trailer. He said, no problem, I can fill up a tractor trailer, just send me a driver.
Fascinating. Yeah. I can get the product, but right, the supply chain issue is the issue.
Right.
Send your driver over, right, send over a guy, and he can take the truck.
Right. Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. Wow. So, Mir Tashem, we'll see each other again at, hopefully Mashiach comes. And, listen, Kosher Fest can continue in Yerushalayim.
Yes,
there we go.
100%, yeah.
It was really amazing. Well, this wraps up an amazing edition of Mind Your Business. Again, that was recorded live at Kosher Fest 2021. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.